Hopkins from back there. So Coons Jr. And then look at maybe Hayden for a bit of a major, not an upset sounds demeaning to him, and I don't mean to be, but he's got to get something sooner or later, and he flew in that heat earlier tonight.
Oh, don't forget Brad Moser.
I'm deliberately not putting the hex on him.
So for those that tuning in...
Are you still talking, you two?
Settle down. For those that are tuning in to the DirtTrackChannel.com, welcome along to Western Springs, the North Island Midget Car Championship. Malcolm Saiti, Dermotan, Aaron Dreamer, bringing you the call. The pace vehicle's coming off. Michael Pickett's coming from the back out after a shocking start to the night, along with Graham Stendrick. He's racing his, aiming to grab his 101 feature in the night. The pace is set. Jerry Coons on the front row from Tucson, Arizona, and Brad Moser, and they roll around. We're going to let's get dirty for 30 Western Springs. We're underway. Moser and Coons, and Moser got there. I think he did. He does. My neck and Moser slides up in front of him. Brilliant stuff. Watch them all race around. This is fast and furious here at Western Springs. 30 laps for the North Island Midget Car Championship. Pickett's already going to work. Let's see how some of these drivers sort themselves out. Plenty of laps to go. Coons going low side on Brad Moser. Moser doing a job. He holds himself up. Hayden Williams up to third. Neskovic, Shane Alec. Then we go back to Dave Chick, the current three ends in. Hickman drives the top shelf. Pickens getting in there as well. So, cars already starting to make some moves through the field. This is what it's all about. No caution thus far as James Earl. Just brilliant slide job up the inside of the 95 of Hickman. Maxwell gets off the gas as O'Connor around the outside. This is the battle for...
And in the back of the bag, Pickens is just winding them off, lap after lap. He's getting one after another. So back of the field, he's doing an awesome job fighting his way to the front.
This is where it's all about. 30 laps the distance. Brad Moser, Jerry Coons Jr., Hayden Williams, Brock Masco is the top three now. And defence of them are starting to check out. So they'll see how that rides as Chick goes low side with a brilliant pass underneath the 11 of Shane Alec. Coons right on the tail tag of the big bad Brad Moser. Moser, he's doing enough to do it, but here goes Pickett. Pickett's round the outside of Alistair Wooten. He knows what he's got to do to get there, and he does. So Pickett, oh, he just clips the concrete fence down at the start finish line. Does Michael Pickett as Hickman goes wide. Here goes Coons. Coons trying to really get through. Has he got the gas as Shane Ellis goes terminal. Alec has something going horribly wrong with the car, and he retires to the infield. So, plenty of luck. But luck's a fortune as Brad Moser, the current 2NZ, has got Coons this time. I think he's got him. Jerry Coons Jr. around the outside. Moser with the drive off turn four. Coons just doesn't have enough for him. So, Pickens though, he's battling with Ben Drummond. Now he's just dropped back a couple of positions. He may have set that car up for later in the race. Let's see what happens in this one. Oh, Maxwell gets to the side of Pickens. It's Stendry wheels on Maxwell. Coons all over the back of the 88 car of Brad Moser.
A fantastic battle at the back too. I'm just watching this battle as Pickens tries to fight his way through. 1 minute he makes some ground, then he slips backwards through the pack. They're having a huge battle, but it's not helping him get towards the front.
Battle up front, really eating up your race leader is the 88 car of Brad Moser. Moser drawing everything he can to hold out Jerry Coons Jr. Coons Jr. driving superbly. Williams just sweating on an error. Then we go back to Maskevich to the outside. Then top three. Those top three cars are going end for end as they race around here at Western Springs Speedway on a very tricky track that's providing massive entertainment factor for you. Oh, Moser! He's got Coons all over the back of him. Coons is giving him a rub. Here goes Coons! Coons to the outside! Coons trying to squeeze him down! Moser has to use the pole line! Coons up the inside! Coons really challenging! I think he's got there enough. Williams comes through as well! We've got a new race leader. It's Jerry Coons Jr. from Tucson, Arizona. The American hits the front with 19 laps to go! 19 to go! Sensational drive, and Coons starts to check out of it. Battles further back though. Pickett is not making any edgeway. He stayed in that position, Malcolm Sainz.
No, the guys come through from the B main are just struggling. You know, they're still passing back there. They're slowly getting some. Stendry now with a big pass. Oh, over the grass he goes. Down into three.
In true Graham Stendry style, up he goes. Wheel on the grass, that's the way you did it in the 90s. 17 laps to go. Graham Stendry, he's now right behind Michael Pickett. I think he wants something to prove to the old aggressive hawk. She's singing as she wants. Meanwhile, your race leader is the 3 USA, Jerry Coons Jr., 88 Brad Moser, 27 Aidan Williams. Are we going to see another silver cup end up on the Danny Leonard Motorsports? Well, I thought we might not, because we had a moment down here. Jerry Coons Jr. He, oh, big hunk of clay just fires into the fence. We've lost a wheel trip on the car. Well, that's horribly dangerous. Sitting down there, right there in front of the track, a car's going to pick that up and pull that down like a frisbee. So, we may have to bring on a yellow, and that may spice it up, and we may not, we may keep it going. Oh, Standring!
A moment down here, Standring and Pickens!
Standring! Pickens and Standring, neck and neck! Oh, look at this one! Brilliant battle up front! This is brilliant! Standring and Pickens going hammer to tong!
Yeah, that all came about as he got on the back of the 95 car. And they just sorted them out a little bit sideways, slowed them both up, and now Sandring's going to lose a spot.
Oh, we go
Dwayne
yellow.
Maxwell.
We go yellow, so Sandring gets to go back around the outside, I would suspect.
We're just standing up on the track down here. Look, the
look at the wheel down here, right down here, in front of our commentary position. We've got a wheel cap cover.
Very good very good spotting, Aaron. Very good
Brilliant
spotting.
Stuff. Speedway New Zealand, jolly on the spot.
Yeah, it's just dug itself into the clay, hasn't it? Well, this is going to close it all up. I'll tell you what, though. That car, Jerry Coons Jr. has got a magnificent setup on his car. You watch him coming into turn one. He stands on the brakes. The car doesn't set itself out at all. Just hugs down on the pole line brilliantly. So that's exactly what he wants on this racetrack. As soon as he got past Mosen, he was away, and he was driving away from the rest of the field. Pickens just had a little bit of a moment when he got on the back of Dwayne Hickman. He just caught the rear nerf bar on the back around the gas tank at the back of the car down here under the start finish line, and that just got him a little bit sideways, which therefore slowed them both up, allowed Standring, and that's what got the two of them into a great old ding dong battle down there. And then of course Standring then lost some ground the next lap or two down there into the slippery stuff, got out the marbles, and Dwayne Maxwell in the Q8 oils had a brilliant run through the inside. So you know, this track, I tell you, there's, when you look at it, there's nothing between a lot of these guys. No one's been able to do a lot about the cars around them. Pickens, when you look where he is now, he's done some passing as we're about to go green again, Aaron.
We do indeed. Here we go. Racing away, Jerry Coons Jr. He's off and racing. Mosen right behind him. Williams coming through. Pickens is time to the top shelf, trying to get some air between himself and 95 and Dwayne Hickman. 13 laps to go here in Western Springs. They all follow suit. It's Indian file at the moment. No one's really giving an inch. That's the problem you've got. You need to mount it.
Pickens.
Do you know why? As Pickens goes high line on Hickman. Hickman now forces Pickens right out on that top shelf. Hayden Williams now in second place. Mosen back to third. Mosen's got a problem. Mosen's car's got terminal. Mosen's wrong.
Yeah, so he's just got out in the last lap. But look at this, the last lap. Pickens. Oh, he's just found another gear at the moment, passing some cars. And now he's out in the slipperies. And again, now in that battle with Standring, he's got to try and find a way around Maxwell again ahead in the Q8 car.
So as Maxwell goes through Pickens and Standring, look at those two in a real ding-dong battle further back. 10 laps to go for Jerry Coons Jr. Hayden Williams in second, Brock Miskovich in third. Drummond goes up the inside as Standring goes wide. So that's where it's at the moment. Cars, this track is just laying rubber. But Jerry Coons Jr. with 9 laps to go, Dibs, he's driven superbly.
Has done a good job, there's no doubt about that. And I'm happy for Brock Maskovich too.
Oh, Standring in the fence. Oh, settle down. What's he doing? So, racing is fast and furious here as he bounced up the concrete fence. Jerry Coons Jr., Pickens and Drummond now come together. Pickens and Maxwell having a good old battle.
Yeah, nearly trouble at the back too with Maxwell just checked up, coming off. Oh, he's done it again. It's got problems. That's what it is. And round goes Standring. And it was problems. He just had trouble getting on the gas coming off the corners.
Was Standring the prime cause of the
accident? No, not at all. Not at all. Because what's happened here, Dreeves, I was just saying, Dwayne Maxwell in the Q8 oils car, the half a lap before coming off turn number two down here, he just had trouble when he got on the gas. It was like semi-stalling. So it checked the guys up. Went back around up to the top corner and exactly the same things happened. They've all stood on the gas to come off the turn. He's had nothing there and it's checked up all the guys behind them.
You're absolutely right. So Standring will get a restart. Now, Dane Maxwell checked up in front of Pickens. So, what? Sure. Maxwell's off on the infield. So, not sure how they'll deem this one.
Well, it's going to be... Graham will go to the back.
I don't know. Ask the question next door.
No, I can't. They won't talk to us.
Well,
upset them.
He shouldn't. If they saw it, I'm pretty sure he should get the start to where he was.
He was avoiding action. But I've been confused.
We'll see where he goes. He's accelerating down like he... Yep, he's going to his right... Oh, no, he's coming down. Yes, he's going to go to his right place.
Actually, I think he just got shown on the board. Can you guys see the board? He's showing it to you, I think, not me.
Yeah, it is too. There it is.
Yep, so he should be behind...
Oh, Pickens. Oh. What's Pickens doing?
What he's doing, Derbs, is trying to read the track at the moment. Under yellow, he's trying to find out what it's doing. If there's any racing out there... Riding into the wall wasn't quite the idea, but you've got to do that if there's any grip at all. I think he knows that there's none.
24 cars coming up shortly for the TQ National Championship. 20 laps.
Going out, we are going to go racing.
7 laps to go, Western Springs for the North Island Championship. Jerry Coombs Jr. leads the round. Here we go. Coombs Jr., your race leader. So let's see what happens. This is where it's all at the moment. Everyone's just hugging that pole line, apart from Alistair Wooten, who's actually on the grass. So, fast and furious here at the moment at Western Springs. Pickens again to that top shelf. Oh, what's going on? Brunt's just gone horribly wrong. Way out wide. Now, what happens is he has to move back in, and everyone, Constantine, is up behind him. They're all trying to find their way through. But 6 laps to go. 6 to go, Western Springs Speedway. Jerry Coombs, Hayden Williams, Brock Meskovich, Dave Jicks, Scotty Buckley.
Good boy, Scotty.
Scotty Buckley driving superbly. Buckley this time. Pickens up the inside of Brunt. As Standring tries to get up the inside of the 36 of Drummond. He gets up the inside of Brunt, though.
How's the laps?
Got 5 to go. And if you want to know what's wrong with Mosen's car, just watch as they come into turn 1. A lot of the cars are tucked in. The left rear tyres close to the pole line. His is sliding out really wide, and that's where he's losing a lot of speed.
So this is where it's all up at the moment here at Western Springs Speedway. Tell you what, New Zealand North Island Midget Championship with 3 laps to go for Jerry Coombs Jr. He'll be very happy with this one, and that may send him this red-hot favourite heading into the Barry Butterworth Classic next Saturday night. So, fast and furious here. 2 laps to go. 2 to go for Jerry Coombs Jr. Brilliant action here at Western Springs Speedway. 2 to go. White flag. 1 to go for Jerry Coombs Jr. from Tucson, Arizona. After getting past Mosen, he has been unchallenged in this one. Hayden Williams in second. Brock Meskovich in third. This is where it's all at the moment. Into 3 out of 4 of the North Island Championship goes to Jerry Coombs Jr. Hayden Williams in second. Then we go back to Brock Meskovich. What's he going to do? He's going to do something in third. Yes, he does.
Pickens just scored a place. And all Graham's standing. He's fine. He hopes there's another 50 laps to go.
Go Graham. He does indeed. So
there it is on the big screen shortly, but we can confirm it's 3 USA. There they go. Then it was 27 Hayden Williams, 5 Brock Meskovich, 4 Dave Gick, and then great drive from Scotty Buckley in 5th place.
Spring Speedway, let's hear it for the North Island Midget Champion, Jerry Coombs Jr. Well done, Jerry.
I'm just glad to get this Wendy's car back in victory lane. It's been a while, and I love coming here. I was down here for the International Series, obviously, went to, back to Chili Bowl, and come back here for tonight in the Barry Butterworth. I just, it's a long trip and all that, but it's worth it because I just love racing here. It always has great crowds. The fans are just a blast here. So just very special to get this Wendy's car back in victory lane because it's been too long.
You got a very special relationship with this racetrack and that race car because, man, you got an unbelievable setup on that track.
It was good. I just can't thank my guys enough. Danny Lindage, my owner, and, Steve, Scotty, Brett, they work very hard on this car. Ivan, that's not here tonight, but American Race Tires, everything, Esslinger, just, like I said, it was good tonight. We were definitely had a good race car, and I was going to do more donuts, but Kyle Larson just shows us up anyway, so I want to thank him for not showing up as well.
So you're going to go home and practice taking the wheel off.
Oh, I think I'd probably crash in the fence or something. So my kids are here, my wife's here, so they were down there, so I did a donut for my son. He likes doing that.
So must make it really easy for you to decide to come in here when you get a call to jump on a plane and come down. You go, I know I can come in here and do some racing and do some winning.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, Danny works very hard on keeping this car. We had some mechanical problems that were out of our just out of our hands the last trip, and they went through this car very meticulous to make sure it's right, and they worked very hard at it. So just happy to get this win for them.
All right. Well done. Another great win down here in the land of the long white cloud for you.
Hope so. Let's get one more next week.